Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Ina Garten's modern comfort food. Sophie, I have to ask, what does comfort food even mean to you these days?
Hey there, Sam. You know, I used to think it meant mac and cheese or my mom's meatloaf, but Ina totally flips that idea. For her, comfort is about the whole experience, choosing good ingredients, cooking without stress, and sharing the meal. It's less about nostalgia and more about intentionality.
Yeah, I love that. She says comfort is a deliberate choice, and she's not about deprivation or fancy techniques. It's about using the best stuff you can find and letting it shine.
Right.
And she's so specific about ingredients. Like, she insists on good olive oil, real butter, fresh lemon juice. Those aren't just details, they're the foundation. She says if you start with something delicious, your job is just to enhance it, not transform it.
I actually tried her roasted chicken after reading this. She talks about getting a high-quality bird and roasting it simply with vegetables. It was honestly the best chicken I've ever made. And the key was just not messing with it too much.
Exactly. And she brings that same philosophy to appetizers. Her roasted shrimp with feta, I made that for dinner party last week. You toss shrimp with olive oil, garlic, oregano, a splash of ouzo, then bake it with feta and cherry tomatoes. It's so easy, but tastes like a trip to Greece.
Oh, that sounds incredible. And she has that baked brie with fig jam and pistachios, right? That's another one that looks fancy, but takes like 10 minutes of active work.
Exactly. She's all about relaxed hospitality. The appetizers set the tone that the meal will be delicious, but effortless. And then for mains, she takes classics like pot roast and refines them without losing the soul.
The pot roast recipe is genius. She sears a chuck roast, braises it in red wine and beef stock with tomato paste and aromatics. But then she adds fresh rosemary and orange zest. That brightness cuts through the richness. It's not the heavy pot roast of your grandma's era. It's lighter and more sophisticated.
And her chicken pot pie uses puff pastry instead of traditional pie dough. It's flaky, buttery, and the filling is creamy with leeks and herbs. Pure nostalgia, but with a modern texture.
Honestly, the section that surprised me most was vegetables. She treats them as the star, not a side note. Her roasted butternut squash with brown butter and sage. I made that for Thanksgiving, and it was the first dish to disappear.
She's not into hiding vegetables. She celebrates them. Green beans with Dijon vinaigrette and toasted almonds. That's a far cry from sad steamed beans. And she uses fresh herbs as a core ingredient, not just garnish.
Okay, but let's talk desserts. Her one bowl chocolate cake is ridiculous. Cocoa powder, buttermilk, hot coffee. It's moist and intensely chocolatey. And the frosting is fudgy and glossy. It's the kind of cake that feels both basic and extraordinary.
She also has a berry crumble that uses a mix of fresh and frozen berries for that deep, jammy flavor. And she pairs simple ice cream with warm fruit compote or even balsamic vinegar. It's about pure pleasure, not pastry degrees.
Beyond recipes, she emphasizes mise en place, having everything prepped before you start cooking. She says that's the single best way to reduce stress in the kitchen. And she encourages you to trust your instincts, taste as you go, adjust, make it your own.
That sense of permission is so freeing. Her recipes are guidelines, not rigid rules. If you want more garlic, add it. If you don't have a certain herb, use what you have. The goal is joy, not perfection.
And she talks about the psychology of comfort. Sometimes the most comforting meal is just a platter of good cheese, a baguette, olives, and a glass of wine. Or a pantry meal, pasta with garlic, olive oil, and red pepper flakes.
Exactly. Resourcefulness is deeply comforting. Knowing you can pull together a great meal from what you have on hand, even when you're tired. And she emphasizes presentation too, serving on a beautiful platter, adding a garnish. It shows respect for the food and the people you're feeding.
I think the takeaway for me is that comfort isn't about escaping the world. It's about engaging with it meaningfully, one meal at a time. She's really writing about how to live well, not just how to cook.
If you want to dive deeper into her recipes and philosophy, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a steal. All right, Sophie, last word. What's the one thing Ina wants us to remember?
That the most profound comfort comes from slowing down, being present, and finding joy in feeding the people we love. We'll see you in the next one.